up everybody's good. We need to get arrested. We haven't arrested it. Unofficial. Well, you know, unofficial. I mean, we need to have an official raster, but what do you have a chance? We can start. Do we have any kind of attendance taking? What kind of how it's working?
Yeah.
We do have. Okay.
Is everybody on the
front? Not the second, but yeah. Okay, so. I'm happy to tell you they let me in the building. Last time, even though I uploaded everything, but they didn't register, but now I guess they're registered. Okay, so I want to do the sugya of Ahu Arba in Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis Lamed Hey, because I'm not going to do all of the details of the sugya. It's not the sugya that we're learning, but I want to do at least parts of the sugya, because all of these sugyas that we're going to need for Taisus Tefichoch are really found in this sugya. So I think it'll be much richer if we do it this way. If we get to Taisus Tefichoch, we'll have a much richer understanding. So let's start from the beginning. So we have a sugya. The Gemara begins at the top of Lamed Aleph with Beis. There was a certain boat. Two people were arguing about the boat. Hai Omer Didihu, Vahai Omer Didihu. And they were arguing each one said it's his boat. So the din ought to be, that's if we're in the Hemshech of the Gemara, the din in such a case is called Olam Gvar. That's clear in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The normative halacha ought to be called Olam Gvar. That's going to be a discussion in Taisus. Why is the thing called Olam Gvar? Why not Yechalku? When they say called Olam Gvar, when they say Yechalku, we'll come to Taisus in a minute. But after Panim, it's certainly within the Gemara that the posture of the din is called Olam Gvar. Called Olam Gvar means Beis Din doesn't pass into anything. And they fight it out among themselves. Whoever is Taifus it is Taifus it. The Rashbam, later in the Hemshech of the Gemara, in the Rashbam is Mavur, a gedder. That called Olam Gvar means the Beis Din is mistalik. Now the Rashbam Lamed Hey, about halfway down the page, the first word in the line is Hilkoch. So the Rashbam over there says, he's explaining why in the Hemshech of the Gemara, when it's equal to make home with the Milsa, then we don't say, then we say Shuda the Dino, and when it's Lekel and make home with the Milsa, then we say Kol Dolan Gvar. So the Rashbam says, because it's equal and equal with the mil, so one day we may find out what the real halacha is, so we don't want to pass in Shuda the Dino. Because Shemi of Aydin, we used to have said in, Hilkach ain't based in the Skokim Lam Lodun, ain't based in the Skokim Lam Lodun Dinsha Saifu Lovil De Ibus. In a case where we may eventually find out the facts, that's a rational, it's equal and equal with the mil. We may one day find out the correct facts. So we're reluctant to paskin. We're reluctant to say, for example, Shuda the Dino, because we may have to overturn it, and we don't want to have to overturn the Psach. Ela menichin oisam, we leave them alone. V'chol dolem gvar, shivayedu v'yivayu adover. So, and they look called dolem gvar. It's before the Lashon of the Rashbam, very important Rashbam, that the gedder of called dolem gvar is that Beis Din is mistalek from the case. They don't down the case at all. They walk away from the case, Mimela is called Olam Gvar. Is it Chubas HaRosh also that effect? Same as Chubas HaRosh, I don't remember now the Simon. But the Rosh also says that Kol the Gedder of Kol Olam Gvar is that based on this Mistalak. It's a Siluk. This is the Dovah Yadua, it's a Shalom Achayim. It's Kol Olam Gvar. Psak or Kol Olam Gvar is a Siluk. It's the opposite of a Psak. In the Rosh Bam is Mavur, the Rosh also in Chubas HaRosh, that Kol Olam Gvar is a Siluk. That's the pastor. So what kind of din is that? What kind of Psak is that? That's a Psak, Kol Olam Gvar. The pashtus is that it's a siluk. Beis Din doesn't pass it. There is a rush, maybe it's because I know there's a rush. Cheskes Habatim. It's him in Chav Gimel, I think it is. But the Rosh says that Kol Dolivar Simcha Beis. The Rosh has a lashon. Maybe it's because I see also right. Simcha Beis. Cheskes Habatim. He defines Kol Dolan Gvar. Paragimel, Simit Chav Beis. Dr. Hosh. Same as Shal Vaisa Vizesh Amar Vaisa Amar Nachim Kol Dolan Gvar. You have also there is not a boat, it's a field. Each one says the field is his. We have no rice, we have equal rice. Nobody has. So the thing is Kol Dolan Gvar. Dr. Hosh. Hi Kol Dolan Gvar. Dinuhu, the Cholmi Shagover Yodu Pam Rishainu Shavoi, at Shiove Chavei Rayon. That whoever is Gavir, it's his until the other fellow brings a raya. The chosman shall yovi raya, shall yovi raya. Afin tikba yodoy le shakinu le lapukimine. This is machlekas yishanim. Whenever we say kol don gvar, so whoever's Gavir gets it. Okay, what if the other fellow's Gavir back? One guy grabbed it. What if the other guy grabs it back from him? Shita satisis and kufhei amad aleph, it's the satisis that I sent as a mar mokum. Likewise, Taisus Bo Metzia Davo. Taisus holds that Kol Dolan Gvar means they can grab it back and forth. Whoever is the Muchzuk last. One guy grabs it, he's the Muchzuk. The other guy grabs it from him, so now he's the Muchzuk. And there, Kol Yumeim, what the Rosh calls Kol Yumeim Ben Meriba. The Rosh is Cholif. The Rosh says it's not Mistaba that they should be Kol Yumeim Ben Meriba. Whoever grabs it first, he gets to keep it. He gets to keep it. Yeah. What's exactly the Pshat in that Rosh is a Shaila, because if it's a Siluk, the way the Rosh says in the Tshuva that it's just a Siluk and basically walks away, so Chayotais is right. One guy grabs it, so he's the muksuk. But if the other guy grabs it, why doesn't he become the muksuk? We'll have to see later on. But al kaponim, the Rosh says not mistaber. That chachamish yimisakin shi kol yimayim b'meribu b'machlekes. Hayayim yigrezeh u'mocher chaveyoy. Ela chachamim posku kol da'ol b'pam azayis gover. Whoever is chachamim paskin, whoever is olim, he's gover. The samchal there, and what they relied on, the cholmisha din imoi korv lohavi rayas. The stam of the one who's hadin imoi, he'll bring better rayas. He'll bring rayas. What does that mean? If he has rayas, it's not called on that.
He says the one
who's really right, he'll try harder. The one who's in the wrong, he won't try as hard, especially since he knows he might eventually lose the case in court anyway. So the one who's really his, he's going to be it's a mokum to say the one who's really his, he's going to be good. So if you only had this Rosh, and we didn't have anything else, it would be mashed from the Rosh. Let us talk a psak. That the Chazal said, it's like trial by combat. The Chazal said, we have a svara, that whoever is really in the right, so he'll try harder, and he'll be, and he's likely to be goyver. So that's how we'll determine what the emes is. Very strange thing, we should have trial by combat in Yahadus. But we know there's a Chuvash Rosh Beferish, not the way. The Rosh says Beferish that Kol Dolan Gvar is a Siluk. Yeah, so some of the Rosh doesn't mean that this is really a Hachra, this is a Psak. It's a Siluk. But the Rosh is saying the reason why we're Mistalik in this way, Kol Dolan Gvar, we allow ourselves to be Mistalik. We allow ourselves to be Mistalik with the thought that it's not so terrible to be nostalgic. Very likely it'll come out okay anyway. Very obscure Rosh. What does he need this for, Bachal? We're nostalgic. I mean, the Argamor says that the Kol Dolan Gvar is nostalgic. We don't know how to paskin, so we don't paskin. Why does it have to be that we have a story that one that it'll probably come out okay? And if not, the Rashbam didn't say that. The Rashbam just says that since we don't want the din to be bebo the evils, So we don't want to paskin. So we don't paskin. We walk away. We have no riots. We walk away. We have to console ourselves with the thought that we'll sleep better if we'll console ourselves with the thought that one of them will be even more, that the one who's right will have more might. Very not clear what's shot in this rush. But at Al Kapanim, maybe we'll revisit the rush later. L'Yaneinu, there's two things in this rush. Two chiddushim in this rush. Chiddush number one in the rush is that they can't be called Yemei B'Meriba. Whoever grabs it, remains his forever. The other guy cannot grab it back, and Taisus is chayil. Taisus holds kol ovai means they go back and forth. Number two, the rush lechayir is mashmal that it's a psak, based on the fact that whoever's right will try harder. But we know the rush in the Shuvah says not the way. So the rush in the Shuvah says beferish that it's a siluk. So the normally accepted mahalach is that the rush agrees that it's a siluk, but we're willing to be mistalek because we have this svara to say that probably it'll come out, it'll probably come out, the outcome will probably be okay. Yeah, we'll see. Well, why did the Rosh say this, and where did he get it from? Let's go back to that case. We have this boat situation, and it didn't want to be called Olangvar. So meanwhile, also Chad Minayla Beidina, one of the Balidin came to Beis Din. Romer Tivsua, grab the boat. I have Eidim somewhere. I have to go get the Eidim. While I'm going to get the Eidim, take the boat and put it in an escrow. So, Shai's Tafsinin or Lay Tafsinin? Do we listen to him or not? Shavun or Tafsinin, Rabbi Yudah or Lay Tafsinin? Chayka Shavun or Rabbi Yudah. Also, the Valiashkech Sadi. In the end, he couldn't find Eidim. So now what should be the din? Called Olam Gvar. Because there's no, if he didn't find Eidim, so we should revert to what the din would have been in the first place, called Olam Gvar. But by this point, Beis Din has the boat in their possession. So, Amaluhu Afku, he said, okay, release the boat so we can make it called Olam Gvar. The called Olam Gvar. Mafkinon olay mafkinon. Do we do that? Rav Yudah olay mafkinon. Rav Papa mafkinon. Machlekes Afun and Rav Yudah and Rav Papa. Rav Yudah is in both cases. Rav Yudah appears in both machlekes. Vehilchas olay tafsinon veichad etofas olay mafkinon. The halach is we're not taifas, but if we were taifas, we're not meitz. What does it mean if we were taifas? If we're not taifas, what do you mean if we were taifas? So the Rashban says, Shvam says two pshatim. Either it was Yisrami Milsa. What if it happened that there was a basement with Pasim like Kafun and they were Taifas? Or he says another pshat that maybe the case is they both asked basement to be Taifas. They both thought they have Edom. So they both asked basement to be Taifas. Then if either were Taifas, neither one came up with Edom. So then it's Machlekes of Mafkin and Olay Mafkin. So we're not going to read through all the Rashbams because it's very hard to balance. We're not really learning this. We're learning this sugya only in preparation for another sugya. So I don't want to get lost in every single prop because we could sit on the sugya for 2 weeks, and that's probably not the. I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but that's not the plan. But I want to focus on one Rashbam over here. It's up the Rashbam Tifsua. Why did the Rashbam is addressing? The Rashbam is about 2/3 of the way down. It's towards the end of the line. Tifsua. So let's go back to the original case. One of the Baladin came to base and said, "Grab the, take the boat. I want to go get my aid. I want to go find Edom. Meanwhile, take the boat to put it into escrow." So what was he afraid of? What was Kolam Reuben? What was Reuben afraid of that he asked Basin to take hold of the boat? Zot Rashbam, Penyim Kerena. He was afraid that Shimon will take the boat in Reuben's absence, and he'll sell it. And if he'll sell it, maybe to a guy, or to, we won't be able to recover it. So mainly he was afraid that in his absence, Shimon is going to take the boat and dispose of it, and we won't be able to recover it. But the chazoka that Shimon was machzik in the boat, that's nothing. The Anan Sadi Shabbatar's Katifa Boliyoda. What's the Rashbam saying? The Rashbam is addressing a question here in Shat. What was Reuben afraid of? He's going to get Eden. So what will be so terrible if Shimon grabs the boat? So Shimon will grab the boat. So what? Reuben's going to go get Eden. We'll take the boat away from Shimon. We can ask ourselves, what's Reuben afraid of? Shimon will grab the boat. Manashach. If Reuben finds Edom, so we'll have Edom, we'll take the boat away. If Reuben won't find Edom, so it'll be Koldol and Gvar. No, Koldol and Gvar. So in Koldol and Gvar, Shimon could also grab the boat. So what is it's a win. So what is Reuben have to? What's Reuben's time at the basin? You better grab the boat, otherwise I'm going to be in trouble. Manashach. If Reuben finds Edom, then he's good. And if he doesn't find Edom, then it's called Kol Dolengvar. So Kol Dolengvar is not a... So Kol Dolengvar means that Shimon could grab the boat. So why is there a reason over here not to let Shimon grab the boat? So Pashup Shad is that Reuben's afraid that maybe... Pashup Shad is Reuben's afraid that while he's gone, yeah, if Reuben could stick around, so then he could fight it out with Shimon. And maybe Reuben will grab the boat. But Reuben's afraid, I'm going to go away, so I'm not going to be around to fight with Shimon. So in my absence, Shimon's going to have a clear field. And Shimon will go and he'll grab the boat. Shimon will go and grab the boat. So then, when I come back, so if I have Edom, fine, I'll take it away from it. But what if I don't find Edom? Maybe I won't find Edom. I'm going to come back. Meanwhile, in my absence, Shimon will grab the boat. I don't want that to happen. So I want Basin to take it over. So, that's what I would have said if Shat Nagvar. It's going to be Kol Dol Nagvar. Kol Dol Nagvar means Shimon could grab it, Reuben could grab it, but Reuben's going away. So Reuben's going away. He doesn't want Shimon to be alone with the boat because Shimon will be Goyver and Reuben's going to have a problem. And Reuben will be Nifsa. There's no need to introduce them. Maybe Shimon will sell the boat. Forget selling the boat. Shimon will grab the boat, he'll be Goyver. So the Rashbam says, no, that's not the Pshat. If Shimon grabs the boat, we'll take it away from him. Because it's a chatifa ba'alma. And Ansari Shibhur is chatifa ba'aliyodah. So there must be some other fear that Reuben has. His fear is that Shimon's going to sell the boat, and then we won't be able to recover it. But if it would just be that Shimon might grab the boat, says the Rashbam, who cares if Shimon grabs the boat? That's a chatifa ba'alma. From a chatifa ba'alma will be mitzi. Why is it a chatif of alma? It's called Kol Dolengvar. Kol Dolengvar, you become a muksuk. Maybe it's good I even to mention there's a Rashbam at the bottom of Mem Gimel Mem Beis, so also a Yediyah. The Rashbam says Beferish, I'm not going to read it inside, but the Rashbam, the last Rashbam in Gimel Beis, is a long Rashbam there, but the Rashbam says Beferish. When you have Kol Dol and Gvar, the one who grabs it becomes a muksuk. He's not a Gazlan Bama. In a case of Kol Dol and Gvar, whoever grabs it first becomes the muksuk, and Amaitsim Echaber Olaf Arai. Says Beferish in the Rashbam in Gimel Beis. So Lechaira, this is a boat that's supposed to be Kol Dol and Gvar. And Reuben's going away. So if Shimon will grab it, he'll become a musuk. Kol Dol Gvar. It's a boat whose din is Kol Dol Gvar. If Shimon grabs it, he'll be goyver. He'll become the musuk. And Reuben, if he finds Edom, very nice. He found Edom. But if he doesn't find Edom, then Reuben's going to be up the creek without a boat. So that's why he wants Basin to grab the boat, to prevent Shimon to preemptively be Kol Dol Gvar. So why does Rashbam reject this pshat?
I think that
Rashbam was coming to explain Rabbeinu Gershom.
I don't know that the Rashbam would have said this
reason.
I think what forcibly goes with
Rabbeinu Gershom
only brings up
Shemi
and
Peren. So it's a Kashmir Rabbeinu Gershom. we don't help it. It doesn't help us. It's a kasha menu. And the Rishvan is beferish shoyl this other pshat. He says why this other pshat is wrong. He says the pshat is not that Shimon will just grab the boat and become a muksa. Because if Shimon grabs the boat, he does not become a muksa. What do you mean he doesn't become a muksa? Why doesn't he become a muksa? By kol don bar, you become a muksa. But we know Rashba holds, the Rashbam holds that it's a siluk. The Rashbam and Lamed Hayes is the fairest. The Kol Don Gvar is, that Kol Don Gvar is a siluk. But the emes is, you have a point. I mean, there's a difficulty here, but you have a point. Apparently, yeah, I'm sorry.
But even if it's a siluk, Bezdin wasn't a salik, they never said.
Right. Apparently, the Rashbam holds that for that in order to say Kol Don Gvar, Bezdin has to first say Kol Don Gvar. Even though it's a siluk. Now, we're going to have to define this. But even though Beit Kol Don Gvar is a siluk, but till Beis Din is mistalik, you can't just grab it. We need Beis Din to be mistalik to say Kol Don Gvar. It's not a psak, but it's a siluk. But we need Beis Din to be mistalik. If Beis Din is mistalik and they say we're not listening to this case, we're throwing this case back out of the court, then you could grab it and become a muksuk, and that's Kol Don Gvar. But Kol Zman Beis Din has not decided to throw out the case, and the case is still in Beis Din, then if you grab it, you do not become a muksuk. It's called the chatifa ba'alma, and you're a gazlan, and you don't get the benefit of becoming a muksuk. And therefore, the Rashbam said, if not for the fact that we're afraid Shimon will sell it down the river, if not for that concern, Reuben wouldn't have any reason for us to take the boat into escrow, because what are we afraid of? Manushach. If Reuben finds Edim, he'll find Edim, so he'll take the boat away from Shimon. And if Reuben doesn't find Edim, so what's the problem? Shimon can't just grab the boat. Grabbing the boat is a chatifa ba'alma. If Reuben comes back, we'll take the boat that Shimon grabbed, we'll take it back from him, and we'll make Kol Don Gvar then. Says Rashbam, yeah, but meanwhile, in Reuben's absence, maybe Shimon will sell the boat. And then we're not going to be able to do Kol Don Gvar, because it's going to be beyond recovery. So that's why we take the boat into that's why there's a story to take the boat into possession. So it says in this Rashbam, I want to go back, I want to get back down and everything. So it says in this Rashbam, a chiddush, that even though there's such a thing called Kol Don Gvar, the basin can be mistalik, and you could grab it, and when you grab it, you become a muksuk. But you only become a muksuk if you're grabbing it after basin was mistalik and basin declared Kol Don Gvar, then you can come and grab it, and you become a muksuk. But Kol Zman basin has not been mistalik, basin didn't say the words Kol Don Gvar, then you cannot become a muksuk. There's a similar Ashbam. And Lamed Aleph Mabes. Gemara has a case like this. Gemara has a case where two people are fighting over a piece of land. And what's the case there? Zayim shel avayse v'zayim shel avayse hay sisadi davosu v'ochlus nechazok v'hay sisadi davosu nechazok. They both had any chazokas, that canceled out. But one of them had Edim that it belonged to his ancestors. So they gave the field to the one who said it belonged to his ancestors. Then the other one brought Edim that it belonged to his ancestors. So ordinarily speaking, what should be the din? Kol Don Gvar. Because now the Edis all cancels out. All the Edis is Edis Mucheshes. So now just nobody really has any working Edim. So it should go back to being Kol Don Gvar. But the problem is, somebody already took the field. We already gave the field to one of them. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, anan achsinan, v'anan maskinan, l'zeilusu de bedino lechashina." We're not afraid of zeilusu de bedino. Maybe tzipisoyin, but based on this egg on their face, they gave the field to one guy. Now they're taking it away, and they're saying kol don gvar. So we're not worried about zeilusu de bedino. We take the field away from the guy that we gave it to, and we just put it back out for kol don gvar. That's the Rishbam learns pshat in the Gemara. Other Rishonim have different pshat, but that's the Rishbam learns pshat in the Gemara. So the Ra'ah asks on the Rishbam, He says, why are you taking it away from the guy that the guy that you gave it to? You're taking it away from the guy who you gave it to in order to say Kol Dolam Gvar. And what does Kol Dolam Gvar mean? Whoever grabs it becomes the Muxuk. Well, the guy that you gave it to already grabbed it and became the Muxuk when you gave it to him. Like, he was already Goyver. So why are you, what are you, what's the point of putting it back into the, like, of the referee, like, you know, putting the ball back into, I don't know what's the terminology. Well, what's the point of putting it back into the field, back into play? One guy already took it. So what's the whole, what's the Rebbe? Like, isn't that called that he was Goyver? He wasn't Goyver with his muscles. He was Goyver by virtue of a judicial mistake. What's the difference? It's not a contest. Especially, Rashbam says the whole thing is a siluk. Kol Dolam Gvar is a siluk. We walk away. Whoever is Goyver becomes the muxuk. So over here, this guy is already the muxuk. So let's walk away, and he's already the muxuk. Like, what's the point? What is the game over here? There's a rule. It says in the back of the box, that's the rule. If Aiden became mukhush, then we put it back into play. The whole idea is we're mistalik, and one guy becomes the muxuk. Well, we're mistalik, and one guy's already the muxuk. So what's this artificial halacha that we have to put the field back in the middle? So because of that, other Rishonim went a different shot in the case. But what's shot in the Rashbam? So you see in the Rashbam, I think a similar idea. The Rashbam holds that even though Kol Dolam Gvar means that anybody can grab it and become the Muxuk, but only when Basin said Kol Dolam Gvar. When Basin said Kol Dolam Gvar, from that point forward, anybody can grab it and become the Muxuk. But till Basin says Kol Dolam Gvar, you can't just grab it and become a Muxuk. That's a Chatifa Balma. So in Mela, the case is a little bit different. So in Agamara, it's a little bit, Agamar meaning the Gemara that we're learning the Alamad Dalet. Agamar is really tasteless to Fichu. But meanwhile, Agamar. In Agamar, it's easier to hear. It's easier to understand. Because Shimon's just grabbing the boat. Basin's still busy with the Din Torah. Basin hasn't yet been mistalek. So if Shimon grabs it, that's a Chatifa Ba'alma. In the case of Lamad Aleph and Basin, Basin gave him the field. So that's not a Chatifa. That's called a Chatifa. Basin gave him the field. Why is that called a Chatifa? Apparently, based on giving him the field, since it was a mistake, based on had no right to give him, it was a mistake to give him the field, because it was based on an edus that turns out to be an edus mucheshes. So based on giving him the field, that's talk like a chatifa balma. So it's based in, needs to be mistalik. That's not called a siluk. Based in giving him the field is not called a siluk. Yes, love and why, but apparently, with the fact that based in gives him the field, that's not called a based in or mistalik. And Mela, if it's since it turns out that giving him the field was a mistake, so he cannot become a muxuk on the basis of the fact that Basin gave him the field, because you can only become a muxuk if Basin walks away. If Basin walks away, and nobody's looking, then you could grab it and you're not, and it's not called a chatif. We don't see that as a gezel. But once Basin is busy with the case, until they're mistalik. If it comes into your hands, either because you grabbed it or because Basin mistakenly gave it to you, that does not make you a muxuk. That's together a chatifa ba'alma, and a chatifa ba'alma doesn't make you a muxuk. So the two Rashbam seem clearly to be connected. Again, it's easier to understand in Agamar than in the Gemara Lamed Aleph and Beis, but nonetheless, there seems to be a linkage. So we see in this Rashbam a new concept altogether, that the Rashbam distinguishes between tfisa, which makes you into a muxuk, Kol Dolam Gvar, become a muxuk. So we have elsewhere in Shas that tefisa can make you into a muxuk. And chatifa, which is a gezel v'alma, which does not make you into a muxuk. That's a distinction that Rashbam has, Rashbam's invented. And I'll show you, I think, the mocha for this concept that Rashbam has. And that's something more of Naska Derabah. We're bouncing around there in Cheskes Abba. This is more about Naska Derabah. More is like this. This is on the bottom of Lama Gimel Mid Beis. It's good to see. Also, the famous Gemara. Gemara says the fourth line from the bottom. The hukaber the chot of naska mechavre. Somebody grabbed a bar of silver or gold. I don't know. He grabbed the naska from Shimon. Grabbed the naska from Ruben. Os lekame derabami came to Rami. Have Yosef Abba Kamei, I see Chad Sado de Michtev Chot Femine. The grabbee, calling him Reuben, the guy from whom the Nasuk was grabbed, He brought an aide who saw the grabbing, who saw this other guy. Only one aide. He didn't have two aidim that it happened. If there were no aidim that it happened, the guy who grabbed the naska has a mikra. He could say that was my oars. The case is like this. Reuben's holding a naska. Shimon grabs the naska from him. Now, we'll see the Rashbam inside in a second. But the Rashbam explains. If nobody saw Shimon take the naska, so even if Shimon would be murdered that he took the naska, Shimon's taina is in chatvi vididi chatvi. I took the naska, but it belonged to me. Reuben stole it from me. I was just recovering my stolen property. Well, Reuben borrowed it from me, and I was recovering my borrowed property. So if there were no eidim when Shimon grabbed the naska, so Shimon would be believed. He has an eagle. He could have denied taking the naska at all. He could have said it was his naska all along. So he's moider that he took the naska from Reuben, but he says that it's really his naska. So then there'll be no case. Conversely, says the Rashbam, we'll see the Rashbam in a second. We'll see it inside in a second. Conversely, if there will be two eidim, that Shimon grabbed the naska from Reuben, but Shimon claims in chatvi didi chatvi, for sure Shimon would lose. Because that's Reuben has a naska. Shimon goes in front of a crowd of people and he grabs the naska away. You know, I can just go and grab your gemara and say, well, it's really my gemara. You stole it from me. We'll give it right back to you. That's ruin this gemara. That's why that's true. But that's the concluded. The case here was more complicated. It was only an erechot. So an erechot is really mechayev a shur. And that's the problem, because Shimon, what would be the shur that an erechot is mechayev? The erechot comes and says, Shimon, grab the naschot. So, but Shimon doesn't want, Shimon's not denying it. If Shimon would be deny it, he could take a shur. But Shimon can't deny it because he agrees to it. So he doesn't have what to take a shur on. So that's the mitoich sheni yochol lishova mishalim. That's the sugav mitoich sheni yochol lishova mishalim. That's not our concern at all. We're concerned we're not really concerned with the case of the Gemara. Right now, what I'm concerned with is the case that the Gemara implies that the whole complication and the reason why Shimon loses is because there's one aid against him. I mean, the whole reason why there's the whole Gemara about it is because there's one aid against him. But if there be two aidim against him, if there be two aidim that agree at the Naska, then it'll be open and shut that Shimon loses. The question that the Rashbam is going to address is, why is that true? After all, Reuben can't document his ownership of the Naska either. So when Reuben's walking around with the Naska, why do we assume that it's his? Well, now Shimon grabs the Naska away from him, so why doesn't he become the Mussek and we'll say for him, because why doesn't it work that way? Why is it true that if I go and I grab the shirt off your back, I have to give it back to you? And I claim that it's really my shirt. Why? How do we know that it's your shirt? If you have a sales slip, fine, you're the Merkam. But you don't have a sales slip, so why do we assume that it's your shirt? Because there's no proof otherwise. Okay, but now Shimon grabs it. Let him become the Muxuk. Why isn't that true? Why does Shimon not become the Muxuk? So that's the question that the Rashbam is addressing. Zok the Rashbam. It's a top alam adal and adal. Zok the Rashbam. Hekel dai medina dai adim. Shilo yishnayim idin oise shechata. If there be two adim that Shimon grabbed and asked, then about it we would make him pay. She'ein odam neman lachtev dover miyad chaver v'loimer sheli ani chaytev. Elim ken yeshli edim. Person is not neman to just grab something from somebody and say it's mine, unless he can prove it with edim. Dehamin momen al cheskosli. We have a din hamin momen al cheskosli. That means hamesim yechaver alav haraya. V'zeh hamuchzuk by Reuben, who's holding onto the Naska originally. Edom yochel lo haytzi mimenu b'loy raya. You can't be mitzi from Reuben without a raya. That's what it means to be a muksuk. Hamitzi mechaver olav raya. You can't be mitzi from Reuben without a raya. If you have chaytif mimenu, and anybody therefore who grabs from Reuben, gazlin gomerhu. He's a gazlin. He doesn't become a muksuk because he's a gazlin. Being a gazlin does not make you into a muksuk. A chatifa can't make you into a muksuk. That's the language of the Rashbam over here is very similar to what the Rashbam says in by the case of Arba. If Shimon just grabs the boat, why do we take it away from him? Because it's a chatifa. And a chatifa doesn't make you into a muksuk. Kol dolan gvar makes you into a muksuk. If basin is mistalik, then it's not a chatifa. But Kozman basin wasn't mistalik, I think that's the havon also. When Reuben has the nascha, if Shimon grabs it, that's a chatifa. That's not a That's not a tefisa that can make you into a mukhsir. That's a chatifa of gezel. We look at that as a maisa gezel. It's a I don't even know the importance is that it's a maisa gezel. It's a chatifa. It's not a tefisa. It's a chatifa. You're just taking from somebody. You don't have a raya. If you're taking from a mukhsir without a raya, if you have an established mukhsir, and you come and you want to be taifas from an established mukhsir without a raya, then you're called a chaytif, and a chaytif doesn't become a mukhsir. That's the richas here of the Rashbam and Lama Dalal Medalat. That I'm mitzim echeveh alav a raya, and meaning a raya be'edim. And Shimon doesn't have edim. Shimon doesn't have a raya. So if you might, if somebody's established in the mukhsir, and somebody else comes and wants to be mitzi and tries to be mitzi mimenu below raya, we look at him as a chaytif. So that's the Rashbam over here. Now that we've seen that Rashbam and Askel Rabbah, so we understand what the Rashbam is saying over here by the boat. The Rashbam is saying, if Shimon just grabs the boat, so it's like being mitzi from a, that makes him a chaytif. And a chaytif doesn't become a mukhsir. I said, what's the difference in after kol dolung var? After kol dolung var, you do become a mukhsir. The Rashbam, says in Mem Gimel, after kol dolung var, you do become a mukhsir. So what's the difference after kol dolung var and before kol dolung var? After all, kol dolung var is just a seal, it's not a psak. So I think the Havana is, maybe now we have more of a Tosefes Havana in what the Rashbam is saying. As long as Basin is being done the case, so it's like, taking it, being chayt, grabbing it, is like being grabbing it from a person. I'm grabbing it from Basin. Basin is being done who it belongs to, but it's Basin's business now to decide who it belongs to. So Dav just walk up and take it, Shimon just takes it. He's taking it from, it's not an established mukhsuk, Basin is not exactly the mukhsuk, but he doesn't have a right to take it. I might see me based on all of a raya. Based on being dan, who does it belong to? And now you just take it. That's a chatifa. You can't just a chatifa. Chatifa. There's no such thing as grabbing. You can't just grab it and become a mukhsir. If basin is mistalik, so now the thing is in limbo. It's just a boat in the river. So if you go to a boat in the river and you take possession of a boat in the river, we don't see that as a chatifa, because there's no muksuk at all. Nobody's a muksuk. Nobody's handling who it belongs to. It's nothing. I mean, then you become the muksuk. If you have a boat that nobody's a muksuk in and you grab it, then you taka become the muksuk. So when Basin is mistalik and they throw it back into the river and they throw it back into a state of kol dolung var, so then you can take it and become a muksuk. But Kozman Basin is handling the case, then if you take it, you don't become the muksuk. It's a chatifa ba'alma. And with the chatifa ba'alma, you don't become a muksuk. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Again, the sugya is about mafkin and tafsir, that's not a sugya at all. We're not going to be done. Yeah.
Is it possible that that would also have an effect on the Machlokas between the Rosh and Tosfos, whether you can go back and forth with the Chedek, what's called Elam Dabar?
Yeah, I think it does. I think very, Lefi the Rashbam, Lefi this whole Hasbara that we were saying in the Rashbam, then Lechayr it follows that once one person is Tosfos, and he becomes a muksuk. The Rashbam says in the Gimel base that whoever is taifas, it becomes a muksuk. Then the other person cannot grab it back. Because that's the Rashbam in Bainascha. That once one person is a muksuk, and I might say mechaber of araya, then anybody who grabs it from him is a chaytif, and a chaytif doesn't become a muksuk. 100%. I think Lafi, this, what's emerging from the binyan of the Rashbam, was the Rashbam is telling me, he's like, again, it's a chiddush Rashbam, it's not Gemaris. This is the Rashbam. That there's this distinction. We'll see in a second. I don't think Tosfos has this distinction. There's a distinction between tefisa and chatifa. It could be tefisa something become a muksuk. If nobody else is a muksuk, you become a muksuk. But once somebody's a muksuk and you tefisa it from him, that's not called tefisa. That's called chatifa. And chatifa does not make him into a muksuk. And the Rashbam learns that's the yisoid of Naskel der Baba. And we see this in the, and the Rashbam learns that maybe we need basin to say kol dolung var. Kolzman basin doesn't say kol dolung var. So they're handling the case. It's still called a chatif. Basin throws it out into kol dolung var. Then you could be toifis it, and you become a muksuk. Rashbam says beferishim im gimel. It's not as if after I could have maybe entertained that maybe after kol dolung var, even when you grab it, maybe you're also chaytif. Maybe kol dolung var means everybody's a chaytif, and there's chaytif back and forth. But and Rashbam says beferishim im gimel that that's not true. Once Basin is mistalik, and it makes sense really. Once Basin is mistalik, so now it's back to like a boat in the river, and nobody's handling it. Nobody's handling the case. So it's just a boat in the river, in which nobody is a muksa. So whoever grabs it becomes the muksa. That whoever is chaytif it, whoever is not chaytif it, whoever is gaver by kol d'lugvar becomes the muksa. And at that point, ha'maisa mechaver l'varaya. And we know the Rashbam says by Nasal Ravava that once you have a maitzim mechaver l'varaya, then anybody who takes it without a raya is called a chaytif and does not become a muksa. So you add that all up, so that it comes out that by kol d'lugvar, once the one party grabs it, grabs is the wrong word. Once one party is gaver, he becomes a muksa. Now it's a maitzim mechaver l'varaya. So if Shimon, if the other party tries to grab it away from him, so we won't say now you're the muksa. We'll say you're a chaytif because hamaitzim mechaver l'varaya. Anybody who's chaytif from hamaitzim mechaver l'varaya is a gazan, and a gazan does not become a muksa 100%. And the emes is that this in the Mukhi Yosef on Lamed Aleph and Beis. I'm not going to look inside. The Mukhi Yosef Lamed Aleph Beis talks about this issue whether by kol d'levaya you can grab it back and forth, and the Mukhi Yosef holds also that you cannot grab it back and forth. And since v'chein kosov Rabbeinu Shmuel in the sugya of kol d'levaya. So it's really not so clear what Rabbeinu Shmuel is referring to. I mean, he's referring to the Rashbam, but what Rashbam, it's not a beferish Rashbam that they called on the Gvar, they can't grab it back and forth. What Rashbam did there wasn't Mukhi Yosef referring to. But what we've seen now from all these Rashbams, it's not very clear. The Rashbam says in Mem Gimel that if I called on the Gvar, you become a Muksuk. And the Rashbam says by Naskar that if you're chaytif from a Muksuk, you do not become a Muksuk. So in the Chanam, it stims very well. Subtitles. Hadin called on Gvar. That's clear in the Gemara that the din of this boat is called on Gvar. You know, we had a special case with escrow is meisim, but the din fundamentally by a boat in the river is called on Gvar. Fact Taisus. Vim Taimar. Maishno Mishnaim Eichsim Metalas. The Omer Reishma would see the Yachleiku. Famous Kasha Taisus, all the Rishonim. When do we say Yachleiku and when do we say called on Gvar? Here we have a case by a boat, or we have a by karka also. We saw the Gemara before, but karka, zemeshul avaisa. By a karka, two people are fighting over, and we don't know whose it is. By a boat, two people are fighting over, we don't know whose it is. Zemeshali. The din is called on the glass. By shnayim leichsim betalis, the din is yachleiku. So mashna. Zok taisim in farashim ein atam. The eichsim shiny. Shnayim leichsim betalis is different because the eichsim. They came in shishnei mukzokim. We can't allow one person to steal it from the other. Kol d'levar means we're going to be allowing one person to grab it. But they're ichsim. Because since they're ichsim, so it's as if we know that they both have a chelik. We have to be maimed, we're maimed, see the words. Yesh lehamed becheskes mishu biyodoy. But this yesh lehamed becheskes mishu biyodoy is an elaboration of what he said, kilo no yoydim. So the yesh lehamed is because we're yoydim. Kol domi yesh lehamed becheskes mishu biyodoy means we have to assume kilo no yoydim that it's shaloy. That's what Shemesh Taisus says. By eichsim, it's kilo no yoydim shu shaloy. Or sheish lechelik by. Because when Taisa says Kol Dover Yesh Lehamed Becheskes Mishu B'Yodeh, Taisa doesn't just mean Hamaitz Mechaver Lo Raya. That's not called Kilon Yoidim. Hamaitz Mechaver Lo Raya is not a Raya. It's not a Hichocha. Hamaitz Mechaver Lo Raya just means somebody's holding it. So you have to. You need a. You need, well, you know, it'll become clear as we go along. But right now, I just want to point out that the kol domer sheish lehamed becheskes mishu biyodeh, the Taisa says, is another way of saying that it's kilu anu yoydim. That's clear in the Taisa. Ki de'armin gabe naska de'rababa. Da'afagav domer didichati chosh chashvin le'gazlin v'chayev l'shalem kilu boro sho'isa naska sho'isa sho'ya muksukwa. He says, it's like naska de'rababa. It's kilu anu yoydim. He's a gazlan. Kilo haya bara shayis and asa shayis shil muksuk. So there's a lot here in the Tosfos that needs to be unpacked. There's one nekuda that it needs to be. It's clear in Tosfos. Tosfos seems to be saying that the reason why by Shneimer and Talis we say Yachleku is because there's some kind of yedia that the Talis belongs to both of them. Kilo anu yoidim sheish to shneim chelik. Tosfos mamitzia. Parallel Tosfos, the beginning of the first Dachbezim and Aleph Mamitzia, says an even stronger lashon. He says that we say Yachleku because Anan Sadi. That each one has half. I forget exactly what's on the Tosfos. Since the Oichsim, so Anan Sadi, that each one has half. So the Chayyim Tosfos is saying that the Oichsim is a Hechocha that they own both, that they own the Talis together. So that's why we say Achlik. There's more enforced that way. Anan Sadi. The Chalikwa is because Anan Sadi that it belongs to both. So, if you're sensitive to Lashonis to Tosfos, there's a difficulty in the way Tosfos says it. Tosfos is coming to explain why by Talis we say Achalikwa and why by Arba we say Koldolengva. He says, well, by Talis we say Achalikwa because they're Oichsim. So we know that it belongs to both of them. So therefore, since Taisa Bayal says, Taisa Mamitsi just stops there. We say Achleiku because we know it belongs to both of them. Taisa Bayal says that since it's Kilo Anu Yoidim, Sheish Tashayim Chaylik Ba, so therefore we can't say Kol Dolang Var because Ein Lonu Lani, what's the lesson? Because Ein Lonu Lani Achshig Zolech Lechaber. Because the talis belongs, it's kilu and a yoidim. The talis belongs to both of them. So how can we say kol dolang var? They're going to steal from each other. What's the shrek out here? Just in the language. That's how you say it. We say achloik because we know it belongs to both of them. Once we say achloik because we know it belongs to both of them, I need to explain why we don't say kol dolang var because we can't allow theft. If I would say to you, how come if two Adam come and they're made, something is mine, we don't say called on them? I have a debate with somebody about who this Gemara belongs to, and I bring Adam. So you'll ask me, why do you bring Adam? Why do I get to keep it? Because I bought Adam. Let's say called on the bar. So I say, no, since I bought Adam, so it's a right that it's mine. So Mimela, we can't say called on the bar because Ain't Lunula Niach that the other person should steal it from me. And I mean, that's absurd. I mean, that's. Obviously, based on passing that it's mine. You know, obviously, why would we say koldo l'gvar? If there's a raya that it's mine, I've established that it's mine. So obviously, we don't say koldo l'gvar. If there's achra, no, it's if we're passing, l'chayr Tosfos is saying that we're passing the achleiku b'toyres vaday. That's also what was the shayach. Shayim Eichs and Metalis would say achleiku, is it a pshara? Because we don't know what it is. Or no, we have some kind of raya with we're saying achleiku b'toyres achra that we really think it belongs to both. So Tosfos Mitzia says, yeah, Tosfos also says that we kilo and a yoidim. Tosfos this is even stronger, Anan Sadi. They're both holding it, Anan Sadi, that it belongs to both. So we're passing the Echleiku, but there is a beer, but there is Vade. So of course it is Echleiku, not Koldo Langvar, because we know that's the emes, it's Echleiku. What does Tosfos have to add? It's male, we can't say Koldo Langvar, because Eilon Oli Echshig Zolech and Eschaver. It's a very strange lotion.
Maybe Tosfos holds that it's a patur, not a silik, so we would like to apply it when we can, but we just can't if it's going
to
end up being...
Well, why would we want to be mistalik if we have a way to pass it? You're saying it is a silik or it's not a silik?
No, it's not a silik. It's a patur.
Patur.
It's a, like a...
Psak.
Psak.
Yeah, but I have a better psak. I mean, obviously, the psak, if I know the emes, why would I say... even if it's a psak, it's a psak of... I don't know. It's a psak of... Maybe La Derech de Rosh, Misha Adin Imo, Yimsa Nafsha Yosef, but why would I need that? I have a. So, and this is not so much our concern right now. After everything, pick what's our concern, what's not. This is not so much a concern right now. This is a big issue. A lot of Rashiva say it's a lot of tire on this. But the emes, I think, really is that someone says, And that was the Lashon Tosfos of a Sea is that is that way. The Lashon Tosfos of a Sea is that that a non sadi, and that's what we say a cloak. It doesn't have this extra piece about. Therefore, we can't say called olengva. I think the emes is, and this really belongs more to a metzia. There's another case. It's good to know. Also, maybe it's well, everything here is good to know. Because the Gemara over there, Mamasiya, talks about, asks, how come by Shlaim Eretz Metalis we say, it's not good to know, so I'll tell you. The Gemara over there asks a kasha, Gimel. How come by Shlaim Eretz Metalis we say, Echleku? But there's another case in the Mishnah where you have called Mona Shlishi, where somebody's holding two people deposit, Reuven and Shimon deposit money by Levi. One of them deposited 200 zuz, the other one deposited only 100 zuz. And Levi doesn't remember which one was which. And obviously, Reuven and Shimon both claim that they're the ones who deposited the 200 zuz. So the din is that the 100 zuz, they get back. But the 100 zuz that's in dispute, you know, there's 300 zuz. So 100 zuz certainly belongs to Reuven, so it goes to Reuven. And 100 zuz certainly belongs to Shimon, so it goes to Shimon. But the 100 zuz that's in dispute is Gehimun Lachashi Yom Eliyo. Ask them, Sayach Leikum. So the Gemara answers, sorry, I had to read that Gemara, but let's say Pshuta, the Gemara answers, we only say Yachleika when it's Yechayel Uli Yisemes. Chalukah Yechayel Uli Yisemes. So with Talas, it could be that Yisemes belongs to both. So we can say Yachleika. But by the Mona Shlishi, we know for sure, one thing we know for sure, that it belongs to, it's not 50-50. It's either all Rubens or all Shimons. It's not 50-50. We're not going to pass in Yachleika if we know that that's not true. That's the Gemara. Okay, so therefore we can't say Yachleika, so we say Yehimun HaChashiyov Aliyo. It's an obvious question. So I understand why I don't say Yachleik, because it's not Chalukah Yechayel Uli Yisemes. But that's not the only option. What happened to Kol Dolan Gva? Like, why say Yimun HaChash Yom Eliyo? Then nobody gets it. Say Kol Dolan Gva. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz addresses that question. And he says, because it's Eichsim. So Eichson, Levi is holding it for Reuben and Shimon. So, he's also, sorry, since Levi is holding it for Reuben and Shimon, so it's Ke'ilu, Reuben and Shimon are holding it. So therefore we can't say Kol Dolan Gva. Now that's for sure, that Eichson over there, it can't mean, it's Ke'ilu and a Yoidim that it belongs to both of them. Because the one thing we know for sure is that it does not belong to both of them. So what does he mean over there? What's the Ke'ilu and a Yoidim? If the Mile of Eichson, I think Rabbeinu Peretz himself says the Ma'alav Eichsim is Kilu on the Yoidim. Rabbeinu Peretz is just a version of Tosfos. Tosfos Mahalach is that the reason why Eichsim is Yechleiku and not Kol Dolan Gva is because Kilu on the Yoidim, like Tosfos Anan Sadi or Tosfos Bayas, Yeshlanu, what's his lashon? Kilu on the Yoidim. The Ma'alav Eichsim is Kilu on the Yoidim that it belongs to both of them. That's why we say Yechleiku. By Mona Shlishi, you can't say that it's Kilu on the Yoidim that it belongs to both of them. So what does Rabbeinu Peretz mean? That they also have the mile of Eichsim. Not to say Echleiku, because they're not Chiluk Yechayel Yisemes, but you have the mile of Eichsim. God be what? What does it mean? So Al Kochach, what it means is that it's true that it's not, we can't say Kilo Anu Yoidim that it belongs to both of them. But there's a Kilo Anu Yoidim that it belongs to one of them. We don't know which one. But there is an Eichsim, a boat in the river can belong to anybody. But here, it's Eichsim, so it's Kilo Anu Yoidim that it belongs either to Reuven or to Shimon. Once it's Kilo Anu Yoidim that belongs either to Reuven or to Shimon, so then that's not a basis for Yechleiku, because it's not Yechleiku, that's not the truth. And we don't know which one it is, so it's not a reason to give it to Reuven or to Shimon. But it's a reason not to say Kol Dolan Gva. Because once we know for a fact that this money belongs to Reuven or to Shimon, because there's an Anansadi that belongs either to Reuven or to Shimon, or a Kilo Anu Yoidim that belongs either to Reuven or to Shimon, so now if we walk away, we're allowing a possible gezel. A boat in the river, we don't know who it belongs to. We don't know if it belongs to anybody. For all we know, it doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to, it's nothing. Boats in the river, we walk to, once we're mistalak from the boat in the river, so we don't see gezel. Somebody goes into the boat, we don't have to look at that as gezel. But here we have, here they're oichsim. Since it's a matzav of oichsim, oichsim is kilo no yoidim that it belongs to one of them. Once it's kilo no yoidim that belongs to one of them, we don't know which one. So now if we allow them to just fight it out, so that's cool that we're allowing gezel lefanenu. And ein lono laniach shigzol echad eschavei. That's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Peretz. So it comes out that the mile of Eichsim attack has two flavors. There's a mile of Eichsim by Talis, where it's Chalukah Yochelis Emes, that there it's Taka like Tesis and Mamutsiya, that Anan Sadi, that belongs to both of them, because they're both Eichsim and Talis. Anan Sadi, Taka Yachalikah B'Teres Vadeh. But Eichsim also includes cases, like Manashlishi, where we can't say that it's Anan, that it's Chalukah B'Teres Vadeh. We don't say Achalikah B'Manashlishi, because Ein Achalikah Yochelis Emes. It's still a reason not to say Kol Dolong Vah. So sometimes Eichsim is a reason to say Achalikah, when it's Chalukah Yochelis Emes, like by a Talis, because Anan Sadi, that it belongs to both of them. But sometimes Eichsim is not a reason to say Achalikah, because it's Ein Achalukah Yochelis Emes. But at least is a reason not to say Kol Dolong Vah, because there's still an Anan Sadi, since they're being Eichsim together, so there's an Anan Sadi, through Levi, there's an Anan Sadi that is one of them's, one of theirs, and if it's one of theirs, then Ein Lanon Yechshik, then we can't allow Kol Dolong Vah. Kol Dolong Vah is if we don't know anything. We don't know anything, then we can say Kol Dolong Vah. We can walk away. But we can't walk away in good conscience from a case where we have an achizo, which is a gediyah, that it belongs to one of them. At least to one of them.
By the Talis, aren't they both claiming that the whole thing belongs to them? Aren't they?
Yeah, but the Gemara says they may both be wrong. They could both be wrong. In one sense, it's not even called Adirami. Because maybe they picked it up together and each one thinks that he picked it up first. Okay, so that's the first part of Tosfos. So Tosfos says the difference between a boat where we say Kol Dolong Vah and other cases where we say Achleku, and I'm adding where we say Yehimunach Hashiyo V'Liyo, but the point is we don't say Kol Dolong Vah, is that we don't know anything, so we can say Kol Dolong Vah, and whoever it takes it becomes the Muxer. But once there's an Eichsim, so then the Eichsim makes it Kilo on a Yoidim that it belongs to the person who's Eichsit. And again, the way I'm elaborating to reconcile the two types. And therefore, in the case of Talis, so that tells me Achleiku. And even in a case where we can't tell me Achleiku, like by Mona Shlishi, but at least tells me that I can't just walk away and Laniach Sheikhzol Echad is Chaler. Because I'm dealing with a case where I know that it belongs to one or the other. So now, the next thing that could be in Taisus brings now a proof from Nasr. From Naska de Rabba. What in the world do Taisus see in Naska de Rabba? Hamaitz Mechel of Araya. We know Hamaitz Mechel of Araya don't need Naska de Rabba. Hamaitz Mechel of Araya is hundreds of Gemaras in Shasta. I don't know, maybe not hundreds, but there's many Gemaras in Shasta. Hamaitz Mechel of Araya. I don't have to come on to Naska de Rabba. What's the Mitzia that Taisus saw in Naska de Rabba, that this principle that Taisus is Mechadish, is you see that by Naska de Rabba. Chad and Taisa like this. We saw the Moshe. We saw how the Rashbam was Naskah Rabba. The Reuben who was holding on to the Naskah is Hamayit to Mechavel of Araya. When somebody's Hamayit to Mechavel of Araya, if you grab it away from him, you're a Gazan, you're a Chaytuch. The way the Rashbam learns the Gemara of Naskah Rabba, that has absolutely nothing to do with what Taisa is talking about over here. Like, what does that have to do with anything? It's just a case of Hamayit to Mechavel of Araya. The Rashbam is Machadish and Nudin that if you type this from Hamayit to Mechavel of Araya, so you don't become the you don't become a Muxik. If you type this from a Muxik, you don't become a Muxik. After with Taisus. But you have to know, Taisus Shita in Bamitsi. Taisus Shita is that if you taifas from a muksuk with a tiny bori, you become a muksuk. There's a Gemara Mamsi in Davav. Talk for Kayin. You have a Sofer B'char and you have a b'chor, Behemah has a baby, and the baby might be b'chor, might not be a b'chor, we don't know what was before, a nephil, not a nephil. It's a suffolk b'chor. So suffolk b'chor maybe belongs to the Kayin, maybe belongs to the Yisrael. So the Yisrael is the muksik, so the Yisrael keeps it. What if the Kayin was taken of it? The Kayin grabbed it. Maitzina simiyoda, eim etzina simiyoda. Maskonas and Gemara, came out going to all the Rishonim, the Ram is a Das Yochid, the Maskonas and Gemara is talk for Kayin, maitzina eim simiyoda. Kain grabbed the Kain's tefisa does not make him into a muksa. We take it away. Taisus holds, it's mechichit from various places in Shas. Taisus Masih Davov holds that's only by the case like Tokva Kain where the tefisa was with the Taina Shema. The Kain also doesn't know. But in a case where the where he was tofes it with the time is bari, Shita Sotosis is that he becomes a mus. Every time we have a situation of Amaitzim Mechavera all of Araya, Tosis hold that if you grab it with the time is bari, then you become the mus. Like with Tosis Kufayim without, which is Tosis that I sent you there, Tosis also says that, it brings the Rayas, brings the Zaychochas. But Tosis with the time is bari, makes you into a mochsuk. Meaning, not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, once we've established Amos and Mechayev El Avraya, then you can't grab it away. If you grab it away, you're a chaytiv. A chaytiv doesn't become a mochsuk. Taisus beferish is chaylik on that, at least by a tainus bari. If you're taifus with a tainus bari, taisus holds, from a person who's Amos and Mechayev El Avraya, then you become the mochsuk. Taisus and Kufayim with Aleph, Pshuta, by the way, it's related to Taisa Shita that by Kol Dol and Vav they can grab it back and forth. Because even the first one who's Goyver is it becomes the Muksuk. And Amos Mechavel and Araya. But when the other guy grabs it back, and it's also the Tainus Bari, because Kol Dol and Vav is always with Tainus Bari. When the other guy grabs it back, so now he becomes the Muksuk. Taisus and Kufayim and Aleph has a very striking lush, and we'll look at the Taisus inside him eventually, because that Taisus Mamashi is a Mafteach with the Taisus of Lefichah. Everything we're talking about here is very, very relevant to the Taisus Lefichah. But the closer we get, the more. Taisus has an incredible lashon. Taisus says, Lefi Zeh comes out, that Hamaitzi Mechavera Olav Haraya, Hainu Kol Dolam Gvar. There's no distinction. There's no difference in Kol Dolam Gvar and Hamaitzi Mechavera Olav Haraya. Because every time it's Hamaitzi Mechavera Olav Haraya, the other guy can grab it away. Now he becomes a Mufsuk. So that's exactly what Kol Dolam Gvar means. Taisus Nechrami. Hamaitzi Mechaver Olav Araya, Hainu Kol Dolangvar. A psak of Hamaitzi Mechaver Araya is an effect of psak of Kol Dolangvar. It's Mahamish, the diametric opposite of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says once you have Hamaitzi Mechaver Araya, anybody grabs it as a chaytif. Yeah, the Rashbam Taka holds by Kol Dolangvar. Whoever grabs it first becomes a muchsik, and the other guy now cannot grab it away from him. Like the Mukyasa says, the Rashbam holds. Taisov, no. Hamaitzim Chayel, your Tfisa with Tainus Bari helps, and therefore Hamaitzim Chayel, Hainu Kol Dolam Gvar, and you can grab it back and forth. I am not sure what the Rosh holds. I'm curious. I have to check it out. What does the Rosh hold about Tfisa by Tainus Bari? The Rosh holds by Kol Dolam Gvar, you cannot grab it back and forth. I think the Rosh holds the Tisa with the Tainus Bari works. I don't know how that goes together, but I'm not 100% sure. I have to look at it. I didn't take a look in Bavis here. But a Kaponim, that's for sure. That's Shita Sotaisis. Hamaitzim Mechavera Olav Raya Hainu Kol Dolam Gvar. Look, if that's the case, so obviously the question is, so how do you understand Nasa Nerava? Reuben's holding the Nasa. Hamaitzim, the Rashbam says, Reuben's holding the Nasa. That's Hamaitzim Mechavera Olav Raya. Hamaitzim Mechavera Raya Hainu Kol Dolam Gvar. If you take this from it with the Tainus Bari, so now you become the Muxa. So why if Shimon grabs the Naska from Reuven in front of Edom, why does he have to give the Naska back? Who cares that Reuven was a Muxuk? You can grab away from somebody, you can grab away from a Maitzim Mechavera L'Raya, and then you'll become, as long as you have a Tainus Bari, that's not, but if you have a Tainus Bari, you can be Taifas from a Muxuk. So how do you understand the whole din of Naska there, Rabbi? That's what Taisus is telling us. So our Koch, we have to say that Naska there, Rabbi, is different. It's not like Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Araya. Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Araya is a case where you're a Muxuk, but you're, and it's Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Araya, but your Muxukus is not evidence that it belongs to you. Like, for example, by Kol Dolam Gvar. You have a boat, based in Pasen's Kol Dolam Gvar. One guy grabs the boat. There's no proof that it's his. Right? The Rosh says, but pastors, there's no proof that it's his. We know how he got it. He grabbed it. We saw it. He grabbed it. Basin said, Kol Dolam Gvar. The guy went and it was Gaver. Is his being Gaver evidence that it's his? It's not evidence. We don't know that it's his. There's no Aran Sadi. There's no Yeshlanu. What's the Torah selection over here? Kilo and Yoidim. It's not Kilo and Yoidim. But Hamaitzim Mechavera, right? He becomes a Muxa. Hamaitzim Mechavera, right? Hamaitzim Mechavera, right? So the other guy can grab it back. Tokvakayin also, the Muxokas of Tokvakayin is there's no raya. It's a Sufik Bhar. The fact that the Shoal is holding it is a raya, not a raya. Hamaitzim Mechavera Olav Araya. The general din that I'm mitzvah mechaver lo varaya does not mean that chazok is a proof. The Gemara Baba Kama says hamitzvah mechaver lo varaya is a svar. That man de koyble kiva also lagabe asya. The guy who has a toothache has to go to the dentist. The guy who doesn't have a toothache doesn't need to go to a dentist. Meaning, the guy who's holding it doesn't have a toothache. He doesn't have a problem. He's holding it. He doesn't have a problem. The guy who wants to take it away has a problem. He has to bring proof. But it's just a mitzvah. The guy who's holding it is a muksuk. The guy who's trying to take it away is trying to take it away. So with what do you take it away? You have to bring rayas. That's called a mitzvah mechaver lo varaya. It's a din. And in that Tosis holds that if you toifes it with a tiny svar, then you become the muksuk. And now you're the mitzvah mechaver lo varaya. But there's a different kind of chazaka. There's a chazaka where you're holding something and we don't know how it got to you. We just see you holding onto a naskah. We see a guy walking the street with a naskah. So there, it's not stam ha-maitzah mechaveh lo varaya. There, the fact that he's holding it is presumptive evidence that it's his. Yishayim have a lashon chazaka kol ma shetachas yodei erev shalom. It's not a lashon in the Gemara anywhere. It's a lashon of Yishayim. Chazaka kol ma shetachas yodei erev shalom. It's a. This is Rambam Ksuvos Daf Yutes. Man's talking about the following case. Let's say you have a malva to loiva. So the malva is coming to collect from the loiva. So the loiva doesn't have any money. So the malva goes into the loiva's house and he's going to collect from his metatl. So he wants to take the loiva's chandelier or whatever his computer. So the loiva says, that's not my computer. I borrowed that computer from somebody else. You can't take that. And he wants to take somebody else, and he wants to take the Levi's candlesticks. And the Levi says, that's not my candlesticks. I borrowed those candlesticks from somebody else. Can't take that. So the Ramban says the Malva wins. Chazoka kol mashtachas yodei erev shalom. The assumption is if it's near your house, it belongs to you. That's not like the Maitzim Echarel of a right. If I can't, we're giving Reuven the right to take it away from you. We're giving the Malva a right to take it away from the Levi because chazoka kol mashtachas yodei erev shalom. It must be his, and he's the Levi, and he has to give it up. That's it's a riot. The fact that it's in his house is a riot that it's his. It's a presumption that it's his. Al derech zeh, there's a ran in Kiddushin Daf Samach. Let's say somebody was a Kaddish woman, al menas that he has a Messiah Sus. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. So somebody go, Adam go, and they see that there's 200 Sus in his house. He says, not mine. I guess he doesn't want to be married or something. He says, they're not mine. So the man said, no. Chazok or kol mashtachas yodei erev shalom. The fact that it's in your house is a raya that it's yours. There's a famous Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan said, where does this chazok come from? So he found the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Vav. I mean, this is Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Vav. You have a Gemara over there where the case was somebody was a guest at someone's house, and after he left the house, they caught him that he has the silverware in his pockets. So he claims, he says, "Yeah, I bought the silverware. The guy sold me a silverware." So the Gemara over there has the conditions. What we say, but the Gemara over there has a solution. Achzuki inish because nusulei machzikin. The Chana says that's the aside for this chazoka, that we don't assume that you're a gazan. If it's in your house, we don't assume that you're a gazan. It's not so poshut that that's really the explanation. But it's not so poshut that's the explanation. It could be that's a different principle. We'll see. But akaponim, the aside itself, the Rishonim have this aside. Again, it's not a very anymore. The Gemara in Shavuos could be a special case. You know, there's too many things I can't throw too many things in. Whether the Munchkus is relevant or not relevant is open for debate. There's a whole discussion about it. For the time being, it's not a Gemara anyway. Maybe Rashi doesn't even have it, because Rashi by Naska didn't resort to such a principle. Rashi by Naska just said, I might see Mechaim El Avarai. Rashi doesn't say a fancy Yisoy that Kol Mashtachat Yodah Meir Shaloi. Rashi, I might see Mechaim El Avarai. But you can't grab from I might see Mechaim El Avarai, because that's a Chaytuf. But Taish also could grab from a Maitzim Mechaveh Lev Haraya. So why can't you grab Naskah Rabbah? So Taisus says, no, there's a new Yisoid. Chayim means this Yisoid of the Ramban, the Ran. This is Taisus Rosh. Taisus Rosh in Bava, see that base by Talis has a Loshon. Kol mashu b'yad Odom, yesh lanu lachshev shehu shalai. That's not a mitzvah of Raya. A mitzvah of Raya is not a yesh lanu lachshev. It's not how we think. It's just a rule. You can't take it out without a Raya. This is more telling us what to think. It's like B'derech Raya. The language says Rosh is a little bit weaker than the language of the Rabban. The language of the Rabban is chazoka kol mashu tachas yad yesh lanu. Taisus Rosh doesn't use a Loshon of chazoka. It's just a weaker Loshon. Yesh lanu lachshev. Taisus says kilu anu yoidim. Okay, so there's room over here to slice and dice, maybe find distinctions. Is it a mamish chazaka? Is it a yesh lanu lachshev? Again, also doesn't necessarily have to concern us right this second. But at Kaponim, we see in Rishonim have a principle that besides the din of amosim mechemel of araya, that chazaka that which is not a chokha that it's mine. It's just a rule that if I'm holding it, you need a raya to take it away from me. There's another principle that the fact that I'm holding something is evidence that it belongs to me. Now that's not always true. If we know how I got it, then it's not evidence that it belongs to me. By Kol Dol and Gvar, two people, or by Sufik Bechor, the fact that the Yisrael is holding the Bechor is not proof that it's his that it's not a Bechor. There it's just a mere Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Araya. By Kol Dol and Gvar, one guy is Goyver, that's not evidence that it's his. That's just Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Araya. But in a case where you're holding something and we don't know how you got it, we don't know how you got it. We see that you're holding it, you're walking down the street with a Nasa. We have no idea. Maybe it's your Nasa, maybe you stole it, maybe you borrowed it, maybe you begged it, and maybe you bought it. We don't know how you got this Nasa. There's a presumption that it's yours. And that's already B'derech HaKoch. The Kol HaPochas, what the Taisa Rosh calls Yesh Lanu Lachshev. The Bats is even stronger, Chazoka. Chazoka Mashta Chazoka Reishim. That's why when Shimon grabs the Nasa away from Reuben, we give it back to Reuben, according to Taisus. Not because Hamaytzim Mechaber Levaraya. Taisus also Hamaytzim Mechaber Levaraya. Hainu Kol Dol and Gvar. You give it. If a guy comes with the Tainus Bori, you can grab away from Hamaytzim Mechaber Levaraya. Now he's the Maytzim Mechaber. Now he's the guy who has the Hamaytzim Mechaber Levaraya. It's because here it's more than Hamaytzim Mechaber Levaraya. Reuben has Reuben's holding a Nascha is evidence presumptive that it's his Nascha. When Shimon grabs the Nascha, he doesn't have. There's no Chazaka. Shimon can't do that. Shimon can't say, "Oh, now I have the Nascha. So now there's a Chazaka that is mine." No, the Chazaka is only if you don't know how you got it. If we see it with the Nascha, then there's a presumption that you bought it. But if we see you grab it from somebody else, there's no presumption that you bought it. We know how you got it. We have like Gaidra say, lots of things. In cases where we know how you got it, then that undermines this Chazaka called Mashat HaChazgadar Eishalai. There are many cases, Dramas, Mahashal, Haski, or Gaidra, things where the fact that you're holding it is not evidence that it's yours, because this we know how it got to you. We know Eich Bolo Yodoy. But in a case where we don't know Eich Bolo Yodoy, we see you with an ask, we don't know how you got it. So then Taisus said, Yesh Lanu Lachshev, then it's mamash yours. Once it's mamash yours, then of course I can't grab it away from you. How can I grab it away from you? That's mamash agazin b'faneinu. That's what Taisus sees in the case of Nasku. So Melo Zok Taisus, that's why by Shnayim Oichs and Betalis, we say Yachleiku, we don't say Kol Dol and Gvar. It's not enough for Taisus to say, well, each one's a muchzik and half the talis. Hamaytzim mechaber lo v'raya. If it was just that each guy would be a muchzik and a half the talis on the level of hamaytzim mechaber lo v'raya, you find their oichsim. So oichsim, kilu they're holding half the talis. But if all we had in our repertoire was hamaytzim mechaber lo v'raya, so let's say each guy is muchzik and half the talis, and each guy has hamaytzim mechaber and half the talis. Hamaytzim mechaber lo v'raya, haynu kol dol and gvar. You can grab away from hamaytzim mechaber with the tainus bari. So at the end of the day, by talis, we just say kol dol and gvar. Like, what did you gain? Therefore, Taisus says, no, it's much stronger than that. When you have two people holding onto a talis, it's not just that it's Hamaytzim Mechaber Olav Araya. It's that Yesh Lanu Lachshev, Kilu Anu Yoidim. It's not just Hamaytzim Mechaber Olav Araya. We have a presumption. Two people holding onto a talis, there's a presumption that each one owns half. Even on a Mona Shlishi, at least there's a presumption that one of them holds the Mona Shlishi. So now it's there's a bilis. We see a presumption of bilis. Now you can't say Kol Dol and Gvar. So, okay, we're going to have to stop, but So comes Alex. We have a fundamental machlokes there, Rashbam and Tosfos. And you see it in the case of Naskal. How do you understand the case of Naskal? But it has repercussions to everything. It has very wide repercussions. The Rashbam, I don't see in the Rashbam this notion of chazok gemashta chasiyad reishalay at all. Even by the case of Naskal, he doesn't say anything like that. He says by Naskal, see, Reuben's holding the Naskal. The Rashbam said, "Hamaytzi mechevei levarai." That's all the Rashbam said. The Rashbam and Lomadal and Rav. He says the guy is holding the Naskal. Hamaytzi mechevei levarai. So you need a raya to grab it away from him. And if you don't have a raya, then you're a chaytuf. The Rashbam doesn't have this notion of Hamaytzi of kol mashtach zion rei ushulei. That's what it sounds like. He has Hamaytzi mechevei levarai. So why can't you grab the Naskal away? The Reuben holds the Naskal as a Maitz Mechel Olavaraya. Shimon will grab it away. Now he left the Maitz Mechel Olavaraya. The Rashbam is forced to say that you cannot grab away from a Maitz Mechel Olavaraya. Once one person is a Maitz Mechel Olavaraya, anybody who grabs it from him is a Chaytif and a Gazan B'Alma, and he does not become, it's not called, he doesn't become a Muchzik at all. That stems very well with the Rashbam Shita, that in the case of Kol Dolan Gvar, when one person is Gover, and the Rashbam and Mem Gimel says that once one person is Gover, he becomes the Muchzuk. So the Mekaisa says that the Rashbam Shita is that you can't, that the other guy can't grab it back. We understand that very well, because once one person enjoys Hamaytzi Mechaver Lo V'Raya, so anybody who grabs from him is a Chaytif, and from a Chaytif you take away. That's Shita's Rashbam. Shita's Tosfos is that even when one person has Hamaytzi Mechaver Lo V'Raya, with a tiny Zvor, you could grab it back and become a Muchzuk in your own right. And therefore, Tosfos holds that by Kol Dolan Gvar, they can grab it back and forth. And not only by Kol Dolan Gvar, by every Hamaytzi Mechavel of Araya, whenever you have Hamaytzi Mechavel of Araya, Tosfos says, Hamaytzi Mechavel all of Araya, but until the other guy grabs it with a tiny Zvor. But if the other guy grabs it in a tiny Zvor, then he has it, then he enjoys the advantage of Hamaytzi Mechavel of Araya. And Tosfos says this very striking lashon, Hamaytzi Mechavel all of Araya, Hainu Kol Dolan Gvar. Tosfos and Kufay. So lefi Tosfos, then we need to understand. So why by Shnayim Oichsim Betalis? First of all, we need to understand Naskal Derabba. So how can my Naskal Derabba? Why can't just grab it away from the Bala Naskal and say in Chatfi v'didi Chatfi? I have a Titus Bird. It's my Naskal. Shimon claims that it's his Naskal. He grabbed it away. Reuben's a Muchzuk, but now Shimon's the Muchzuk. So Tosfos says Al Kochuch. You see in Naskal Derabba a different principle. That not just a Maitzim Mechavel Avaraya. Maitzim Mechavel Avaraya is. You know, when we know how you got it, let's say a kaisel falls into one guy's chotzer. That's already touching on the kaisel lefichot. A kaisel falls into one guy's chotzer. We know how it got into his rishus. But hamaytzi mechavel levarai, where you have the case machlepar b'chamor. We don't know, and there was a baby. We don't know if it was before the mecher, after the mecher. So most of the lechzi rishus in the man kaima. That's not a chocha. Right, that's a classic case. It was Machlev Apar B'chamor, and the Par gave birth. We don't know if it was before or after the Mechel. We don't know whose Par, whose Vlad it is. So the Gemara, so it says, the Mishnah says, Yachleiku. Frank the Gemara, Valechsi B'shusun the Man Kaimu, Levedidah, Chameitzim Mechemer Olof Araya. That's not a Hechocha. What a Hechocha? There's no Hechocha. The fact that the Par is in one guy's B'shusun, no Raya at all when the birth was in relation to the time of the Seif. That's just Chameitzim Mechemer Olof Araya. And Taish is also Chameitzim Mechemer Olof Araya, Hainu Kol Dolan Gvar. The lush, it's such an amazing lush, I don't know why it's not more famous. They can manage to grab it back and forth. So therefore, Tosfos has to be mechadish that there's a new yesod, that in a case where we don't know how you got something, if we know how you got it, then that's just a maisim mechavel of raya. But if we don't know how you got it, then it's a presumption that you bought it and it's yours legitimately. So you're walking around with a naskal, so there's a presumption that it's your naskal. That's not a maisim mechavel of raya. That's a That's Kilona Yoidu. We know that it's your Naskal. If we know that it's your Naskal, then of course somebody can't grab it away from me. How can somebody grab it? There's no suffix. You can't just grab something away. You're not going to become a muksuk by grabbing the shirt off my back. If we know that it's my shirt, there's no suffix. There's no suffix about the Naskal. The Naskal for sure belongs to the guy who's holding the Naskal. Anybody grabs from him is nothing. You're grabbing away from a vat. There's no you can only become a muksuk if there's a suffix. There's no suffix. Yes, no lachshav shushalai. That's what's going on by Shnayim Oichsim Betalis also. That by Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, Yesh Lonu Lachshev, Lovshim Taisu Rosh, Taisu Bias Kilo Anu Yedim, Taisu Zin Bamitsiya, Nan Sadi, all different flavors of Lushainis, but all the same idea, that there's a Chocha, that since they're holding the talis together, there's a hechach the talis belongs to both of them. Once there's a hechach the talis belongs to both of them, then how do you say kol dolim gvar? Kol dolim gvar is not going to work. Kol dolim gvar is to become a muchzik. You can't grab something and become a muchzik from somebody who's yelam yoidim shushalay. I'm adding even, and I added before, even by the case of Monashlishi, where it's hard to say that Kilo and Yoidim that it belongs to both of them. Because on the contrary, we know that it does not belong to both of them. Reuben and Shimon gave $100. One of them gave $100 to Levi. We don't know which one. So we know for sure that it's not both of theirs. We still don't say Kol Dolim Gvar. Says Taisir ben Peretz of Metzia, because they're Oichsen. What's the Mile of Oichsen? The Mile of Oichsen is that at least we know for a fact that it's Reuben's or Shimon's. We have a suffix which one, but we know for a fact that it's Reuben or Shimon's. Once we know for a fact that it's Reuben and Shimon's, Enlun on Nir Sheikhsul Echad as Eschaver. That's not like Kol Dolim Gvar. Kol Dolim Gvar, we don't know anything for a fact. What we have is a Maisi Mechelel Varaya. So I'll become the Maisi. I'll get the Maisi. We're going to fight over the Maisi. We'll go back and forth. Who gets the advantage of the Maisi Mechelel Varaya? In the case of Manish Lisha, we have a Yediyah. Right? The Yediyah is a little cloudy because we don't know which one it is, but we have a Yediyah that the Manish Lisha belongs to one. Once we have a Yediyah, the Manish Lisha belongs to one, and then we can't just walk away and say Kol Dolim Gvar. Okay. Yeah, pinky like this. I want to continue with this Gemara over here, and I gave you the Maamar Mekaymus that we're going to cover. I want to get to the end of those Maamar Mekaymus, get to the end of the sugya with those pieces that we're going to do, and then I think it'll be in a much better place.